If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Guy Society Radio is Guy Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley.
I'm Guy Fieri.
And this is Guy Society Radio. It's me. It's Guy Fieri. We're talking about donkey sauce. We're talking about, I guess what? What are the kind of like flaming awesome nachos?
Tape ups.
Sunglasses on the back of your head. Cool shirts with flames on them. Man caves, I think, is big thing. Diners, drive-ins, dives.
You need a grill in your man cave.
I have fucking 4 grills in my man cave, and a grill in my mouth because I'm a super baller.
Not a power baller though.
Not a power baller. Not yet.
But
we're gonna talk about that guy in a second. So it's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Instagram.com/High Society Radio, and then what else do we do? Patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're super party ballers. We have a good time. We fucking eat pizza. We party. We have great things happen to us all the time. My brain, I feel like it's leaking out of my ear. Well, that's good, right? And it's positive.
Well, I mean, I suppose you had a good New Year's.
Oh, God, it was great. I had so many Remy Martins. I got a couple dozen vintage bottles of Remy Martin aging in my fucking liqueur basement. Some people have wine cellars. I have a liqueur cellar because liquor isn't good enough for me. I like liqueur. A lot of Remy Martin, a lot of Alizé, Drambuie. I usually just drink Drambuie straight.
Oh.
God,
can't have
good.
No Drambuie.
Oh my God. Good. Finally. Good. My life's going to get a lot better. Remember those Drambuie open bars
we went to? Yeah, that's where I tried Drambuie straight for the first time because I was like, I might as well see what I'm drinking. It's not watered down with seltzer.
Yeah.
That's the worst. How is that a product? They must sell 10,000 cases a year.
Do they? I mean,
there's not even any truffles in it.
About 5 or 6 years ago, about maybe even longer, actually, than when I think about it. Let's say 7 years ago. In New York, they were giving out Drambuie constantly. Drambuie is like this weird liqueur that's not meant to be drank alone. It's meant to, it's a mixer, basically. It's a liquor mixer. It's meant to be mixed.
It's fucking syrup. It's the Coke syrup of the liquor world.
It's horrible. And I guess there was a big push for Drambuie. So, like, there were all these Drambuie events. Like, every few years, there'll be, like, Johnny Walker events and, like, Guinness events. I guess where they just, invite you out to a bar or a space and they give out liquor.
Yeah.
And they give a presentation. We've talked about
250,000 cases of Drambuie are sold every year.
Those
Who the fuck is drinking that?
Weirdos and bad people. So they were just pushing Drambuie. So there's all these events where they have like finger foods and and Drambuie, and it was just disgusting. I was like, why are we even here? This is a terrible idea. Why are we drinking this Drambuie? We gotta get the hell out of here. It was awful. I took Eastside Dave to one once, and we left in the middle of it. Like, this liquor is too disgusting. We have to get out of here.
That seems like an odd thing. Dave turning down a free drink?
It was that bad, the Drambuie. And then we went to a Chinese food restaurant and pounded Budweiser's and ate Chinese food. It was a magical evening.
Did you guys fuck?
And then we had sex over and over and over again. So beautiful. It was a beautiful night, you know? You know, Chris?
I'm Guy Fieri. I don't know.
I mean, Guy.
Yeah.
It's weird. You must fall on hard times to be on this show now.
What do you mean? I'm getting $20,000 a year.
What? For this podcast?
Yeah, for this podcast.
What am I doing?
I got a lofty Paradudes endorsement over the break.
Great. Well, if anyone's a Paradudes, Guy Fieri. He's a major Paradude. And then Powerball is this weekend. On the Bennington show, I talked about how I was by just a super yacht or a plane or a building in Manhattan because I think these things out. But there's
can
one.
You buy a large building in Manhattan for $400?
That's what everyone was telling me, that maybe I can't. That maybe
I don't know. 450. Hold on. We'll look this up.
Well, this podcast is coming out Friday evening. No one won on Wednesday, and the drawing's on Saturday. And it should be over, like, what, $650, $750 million? It's the biggest jackpot?
I think it's,
jackpot.
Is it 600? It was 450, right?
It was about $500 million on Wednesday.
I think it's 650 now.
You know, maybe even more by Saturday. But when we record this, it's like 600.
That's good.
And there was Nevada station was going to like some bodega or whatever where people can play lotto, and they caught up with this one dude, and this is what he had to say.
Guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm gonna pick 14, 24, 2, 7, 15.
Those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right? Can I ask you, if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
All right.
Not good. We were hoping for a different answer.
You weren't hoping for a different answer. Now you have a viral clip.
No, they weren't.
I'm going to save the world. What do they want?
At least that guy's honest. This is the one person who's ever been honest on the fucking...
No, all those guys who yell fuck right in the pussy in the background. Those guys are all pretty honest.
Oh, yeah. Because
they would totally do that, bro.
Oh, yeah. They're all about that. But that guy's the man. It's Nevada's best. That guy's the shit. Because you know that...
Once he's got that money, he isn't fucking anything right in the pussy. He's going straight to that ass.
But I mean, with all that money, I'm sure he won't have to just fuck cookers exclusively. I'm sure there'll be gold diggers out there who just want to fuck him.
I go hooker over gold digger.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because, I mean, the hookers leave after. Like, the gold diggers are probably more annoying than the hookers.
Oh, it depends. I guess it depends on the annoyance level of the hooker.
True.
But
the hooker's only there for, like, as long as you want her to be there.
Good point.
You could be like, I'm paying you to leave now.
You're making a lot of hooker sense right now, Chris.
I mean, I'm sure that's what fucking Johnny's doing. That's why he's not here.
Yeah, Joey,
I... Call me by my new name, Guy Fieri.
We didn't... Sorry, Guy. We didn't even address that yet. Johnny's not here. That's why the show is now just Guy Society Radio with you, Guy Fieri, and me, Chris Stanley, your co-host and sidekick.
Exactly.
And sous chef, oddly enough. Fucking awesome.
I mean, how hard is it to be a sous chef for Guy Fieri? You just throw some fucking...
Don't talk down about yourself, okay?
I mean, I'm not living too well.
And why are
you... It was just my hairdresser left me, and I have to go to a fucking barber named Kelvin like a schmuck.
Kelvin's great. And I don't know why you guys... Seriously, the guy's
awesome.
You made
fun of my sneakers last time I saw him.
Speaking of Kelvin, if you guys don't know, Kelvin's my barber. He's the man. He gives me the fuck boy, which I always ask for. Can I get the fuck boy, fam? And... He listened to the show where we talked about the episode.
Did you like it?
It was the episode titled, This Show Is About, This Is For Sneakerheads Now, I think.
Yeah, this show is for sneakerheads.
He got back to me about, and he had some comments about Bronx Johnny. If Bronx Johnny was here, I would read them off. So this is a tease for next week of the kind of shit that Bronx Johnny got me into. Because Bronx Johnny's talking a lot, talking a lot of garbage.
He got you into hot water with Kelvin. You don't want a barber mad at you. It's
no.
Like barbers and waiters.
God, no. I do not want my barber pissed at me because I like my haircut. And the guy
I mean, he may give you the fuck, boy, but, you know, you want to be lined up properly.
Oh, and he lines it up perfectly. Kelvin's the man. Yeah. So
yeah, that line of dudes just to fuck right after.
What? What did you say?
Somebody, they're like, "What up, fam?"
What? Yeah, this this is some fuck. There's some controversy, some serious controversy. And when I got these texts from Calvin, I was like, "Oh my god, that's right." I text with my barber. That's something I found that I could do now that I'm going to a Dominican barbershop as opposed to my shitty Greek barber who I never had contact with outside of the actual barbershop.
Hmm.
It's fun, you know. It's exciting. It's a new friendship. It's a new relationship.
This really is guy society radio.
Yeah, because you're Guy Fieri. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's for next week where I'm going to expose Bronx Johnny for the asshole that he is for getting me deep shit with Kelvin, my barber. Now, once I win this money, Chris, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never hear or see from me
ever
again.
At this point, couldn't like a trust just buy all the tickets? If it's like, what did they say?
282 million or something?
To one? But those jackpots, 650 million. So if you just bought all the numbers, you're still good?
Well, it's $2 a ticket.
You're still good. You're still 150 mil up, right?
No, because there's taxes. Because you're spending 500 some million dollars, and you're losing about $50-60 million.
Now, but can't you claim all those tickets you bought as business expenses?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's gonna fucking be $100 million for the business expenses. They'll probably just be like a weird percentage. You're fucked, bruh.
So if nobody wins again, what point does it hit? There's got to be a point where it hits.
I bet fucking crazier, more degenerate people than us have fucking thought this.
I think there are places that do it.
Like what? Like where? What are you talking about,
like
dog?
When jackpots get over a certain point, there are people who will buy every number.
Well, there was like this one spot in Texas where this woman won the lottery like 4 times. And it was like a few million dollars each time. And so everyone thought like, does this lady have a system? Like, is she? I think we've probably talked about this before. And this is a few years ago. And yeah, she was gaming it, or this one fucking store was hot. I don't know, but she kept winning the lottery in this one store in Texas. What's this? Group invests $5 million to hedge bets in lottery.
I mean, this is an old story, but I feel like I remember hearing about this.
1992, dog, it's 2016. I mean, fucking, there's all sorts of shit happening that's more goddamn exclusive than this. An Australian syndicate, that's weird. I'd rather just get into sports gambling. Screw it.
I mean, now I guess there's more money in sports gambling.
I want to get into daily fantasy sports. That's how I'm going to make all of my money.
That's a great idea. I wish I would have thought of that, or anybody other than you. I mean,
it's great.
It seems like a good idea for you alone to have.
I've seen the commercials. This is all I have to do is look. I have to go to the website, set my lineup, pay the entry fee, make all the money I possibly can. And then I would know, and then I can quit my job.
I think you like your job.
And I can play. But once I become like a Super Bowl or daily fantasy sports player, I won't have time to do my job. I'll just be fucking setting lineups all day long for fucking FanDuel and DraftKings, because that's all that matters to me now. Well, I guess Yahoo. Yahoo has a fucking daily fantasy site as well.
People getting paid off that?
Oh, everyone gets paid. I mean, it's daily fantasy sites. Look, all you have to do is set. Look, all right, you go to the website. You set your lineup.
Okay.
You pay the entry fee.
Okay.
You make all your money back.
What's that question mark?
That's whatever. You're just gonna make all the money you possibly can. You're gonna be everyone's gonna be able to quit their job because everyone's gonna be winning money playing daily fantasy. It's the only thing that matters. And then once I'm done with that, I'll start my Texas Hold'em fucking career back up. Can't wait.
I don't really know if you call it a career when you're just hanging out in shady poker halls in fucking downtown Manhattan.
I don't know what you're talking about. I play online. Wait, I haven't been to fulltiltpoker.com in a while. I hope my account's still good.
I'm feeling your account got frozen quite a while ago. Just like all my party poker accounts.
That's
right, multiple accounts. I was cheating.
No! You mean there was cheating going on in online gambling?
Apparently. Coercion, if you will.
I like the online gambling sites. It's like fucking roulette. You're playing roulette online.
Slots. They have slots online. I always wonder why they don't just have Tetris.
How bad does it get, man? I mean, I like a little action. I like a little juice.
But how come they don't have, like, Street Fighter?
I don't know.
It seems like people would want to gamble on Street Fighter. Asians love gambling, and they love Street Fighter.
They can't do Street Fighter because Korea will take all the money. For whatever reason, South Korea is the greatest in the world at video games, bar none.
All video games are just StarCraft.
I think, like, League of Legends, too.
So, what does it have to do with Street Fighter? I'm sure Japanese.
Oh, no, the fucking, the number one Street Fighter guy in the world, I think, is a Korean, a South Korean guy. So, he has like a bunch of goddamn.
We're not going to have to worry about that for very long. North Korea just set off a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, hydrogen bomb. How old is that? Come on, guys. Get a nuke together. Hydrogen. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, no. What are they going to do?
Set off a, what is that, 5 Richter scale earthquake? 5.
Guess what, bro? I'm talking about thermonuclear fucking warheads.
It was a fission warhead.
Thermonuclear. That's the only thing I'm scared of. Hydrogen bombs, drop them all day. What do I care? What? Oh, is it going to be fallout? No.
I think there is fallout from a hydrogen bomb.
Your fallout. Fallout 4. Great video game. South Koreans love it.
Are they the best at that, too?
I'm sure they are. They're the best at most things. They're the best at Samsung, so they're the best at making cell phones. Steve Jobs is a bitch. Samsung's the best. I don't know anyone with a Samsung phone, by the way. I'm the only person I know with a Samsung.
I have one.
Wait, no, I know one other person with a Samsung phone.
Johnny has one.
All right, okay. Is Samsung phones for like poor and weird people? So it's like there's two fucking cell phones. There's the iPhone and there's a Samsung Android phone.
I think a lot of people get the Android phones that are furious at just iPhone douchebags. Like, I still can't convince my chick that Macs get viruses, despite the fact that I'm pretty sure her Mac has a virus.
Damn, son.
She's just like, Macs don't get viruses. I was like, no, Macs don't get Macs don't get PC viruses. They get viruses.
PC principal. The guy's great.
Are you just going to say meta, like, is this a stream of conscious podcast?
Sorry, I'm a little tired.
Wow, what did you do last night?
Nothing. Coming back to Sirius over a two-week break, my sleep schedule's all screwed up. By the last, like, 3 or 4 days of the vacation, I was just sleeping at night, sleeping during the day and just being up until 5, 6 in the morning every day. And it was really bad. I was really fucking out of it.
Well, like, why were you doing that?
I don't know. It my fucking sleep schedule just flipped at some point.
I think you might have an impulse control problem.
What's that mean?
That means, like, because you'll sit there and be like, I'm off the rails, dude. I'm off the rails. But I'm just like, you don't have cancer. You're just drinking.
Hell yeah. And? So what's the impulse? What's the impulse problem?
Well, you see, your impulse is to drink, but you know you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But you drink anyway.
Yeah.
See, you're supposed to control the impulse to drink.
Yeah.
You see, that's the control. You see?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Exactly. You're not good at this.
Oh, God, no. Love listening to my impulses. I love being compulsive in the things that I do. It's a problem. Oh, boy. So I guess we'll fucking try to find that guy in Nevada once he wins the Powerball. I'm like, yo, bro, we like to get down too. I'm a prostitute also, and my friend's a coke. My friend Guy Fieri is a coke dealer.
I instinctively always want to say bam whenever somebody says my name, Guy Fieri.
That's the wrong dude. That guy was great though because like he looked crazy. And he sounded crazy also. Like he didn't sound like he was from Nevada. Not that I know that what a Nevada fucking accent sounds like.
I mean, if it's Vegas, like most people from Vegas aren't from Vegas. Same with probably Reno.
Yeah, that guy sounded like he was from New York or something.
He's wearing a 49ers hoodie.
Oh, that's some San Francisco piece of shit. Or Bay Area piece of shit.
What a dick.
Yeah, really. Hate the Bay Area, right, Chris?
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking hate them, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Say it. Yeah, say you hate them.
Why do they still have trolleys, fucking cunts?
Yeah, yeah, we're fucking getting you. We're getting
also,
you.
Also, it's full of gays.
Oh, God, this is turning in a bad direction.
What do you mean?
We're a pro everyone show.
I thought you just hated all of San Francisco. It's a largely gay city.
It's not largely gay.
I mean,
gay.
I thought you were starting this. I was following your lead. I thought we were turning this into a homophobic podcast.
No, this is not a homophobic podcast. Society Radio.
Okay.
Do you like Jaden Smith's new skirt?
He has a lot of new skirts.
He's the face of what? Louis Vuitton's women's collection. Do you like Jaden Smith?
I think his Twitter's hilarious.
What was his last tweet?
I don't know. I think it was a while ago, but I was
really. He doesn't tweet a lot.
Yeah,
because he gets so much heat for every fucking tweet he does.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous human being.
Who's more attractive, him or his sister? I'm starting to think he is.
You rather fuck him?
He has a skirt on now. He's transitioning.
That's true. I don't think he becomes a chick though. There's just a lot of retweets on here right now.
God damn it! Wait, is that Jaden Smith or Tyga?
They look very similar.
Right? I'm not going. Well, no, I guess Tyga has a fucking bunch of face tattoos. His dick is inside Kylie Jenner.
It's just dumb shit. It just is A team. What's up with Oregon right now?
Yeah, what is up with Oregon right now? Oh, it's, I guess he tweeted that because of the militia
group.
Should we go try to join them and podcast from there?
We should try to podcast from there. I don't know if I want to. Those motherfuckers are going to get Waco'd the fuck up.
I don't know. I think the government might just leave them alone.
Yeah, I get, it's like useless land. Did you see, like, a lot of people are like, how come the National Guard's not in there? They were in Ferguson. I was like, because, I don't know, people could have gotten hurt in like,
it's just Oregon forest, and they're just in a building.
Yeah,
like
just,
a, are they in, like, a cabin or something? Like,
Yeah. People were like, they overtook a federal building. Like, I was like, did you see what, it's not. It's
like a ranger station.
Yeah, it's a National Park log cabin ranger station, like in that fucking episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, when it was really funny. Like, when I first, like, read the headline, when it was first going down, like, around the new year, I was like,
there's, like, crazy
shit.
Propaganda videos out about it already. But the ironic thing about it is, right? All right, so these fucking hillbillies who are all about, like, the government shouldn't own anything, right? They're, like, very right-wing guys.
Yeah.
They don't think the government should own that land. They think it should be commons. But that's a socialist-ass principle.
Yeah, these guys don't think a lot.
Yeah, it seems like probably
they're just
not.
Like, we like guns and prepping. And we don't want to pay taxes for our fucking grazing land for our cattle.
We're just like crazy. Like, who cares? Just pay them. It's not much.
Did you see the Vice thing on, like, the Bundys and, like, that whole thing? You know, went down, and I think it was in Nevada, of where.
Yeah, it was, like, last year.
Yeah, you know, where it was the showdown.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary. Those guys, they got a lot of guns, and they're real nuts. And the government backed down from this because they didn't want to slaughter a bunch of fucking citizens.
They should have just done it.
You think? You think we should just
I think it would have made some people feel better.
Like who?
All the people who were mad that the National Guard went into Ferguson. It'd be like, all right, now it's even keeled. And, like, would we really miss a couple of fucking ranchers?
Like, no one even cares. Like, who, like, gives a shit? I guess
a lot of people. I'm on the social media. A lot of people are very upset about this.
Yeah? Should I start going on social media?
I mean, do you hate your life already?
I make a lot of questionable decisions. We'll put it like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, do you hate your life?
No, I love it.
Well, if you want to keep it that way, I would stay off social media.
Okay, good. No, they're not too positive, are they?
No. I think I'm one of those, you remember, like, Facebook was giving, I mean, I'm sure everybody feels this way, but Facebook was giving certain people things that they knew they would piss them off as part of a social experiment.
No, what the hell is this?
This was a few years ago. Like, Facebook was doing this thing where they would just show people things they knew would annoy them.
Okay.
Just to see if, like, their statuses changed from happy to sad. Uh-huh. And I think they just, like, forgot to turn mine off the things that make me angry.
Why? What's been going on?
Because everybody makes me fucking angry.
I've noticed that you're a very angry man.
Yeah.
What makes
you
angry?
Well, like, things like this. It's like, people are like, these people took over a federal building. It's not a federal building. It's a fucking log cabin. You're fucking stupid. Read the fucking story. That kind of shit. But then again, I guess it's both sides of the coin that piss me off.
So nothing can make you happy then?
I guess I just got to delete my Facebook account.
You should delete your Facebook account. I see some of the crazy rants you post, and it's not good for you.
I haven't posted a crazy rant in a while.
What was the last crazy rant you posted?
Something about, I found a statistic that by population, like, you know how most people think most mass shooters are white?
Yeah.
By the legal definition of mass shooters, there's like even amount per population as white and black.
Well, but the other half is just Chicago, though. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, no, it's not half. It's like 13% or like 15% of mass shootings are black people. Yeah, but it's just Chicago.
There was a Substat.
Like how all the good white basketball players come from Eastern Europe.
Hell,
it's like,
yeah,
that.
Love
all
it.
The good black mass shooters come from Chicago.
There was some,
and bands.
Yeah, there was bands. Yeah, there was some GMEBE crew. What up, East Side? And there was some stat from the Washington Post that said at some point during last year there were more mass shootings in the states than there were days in the year. Like a day like 342, there was like 357 fucking mass shootings.
Yeah,
and then people were like, "No, it's bullshit," because a lot of those are in Chicago, and those are black people killing black people. It was like, you're an asshole.
No, but that's the thing, is like a lot of the political left does want you to see those as. Just like those guns are made, those shootings are made with illegal guns. They want you to think that the amount of mass shootings are these like crazy dudes shooting up schools. It's not most of the mass shootings are poor urban areas, people shooting each other.
Yeah, and they're still mass shootings. They're still terrible.
Yeah, but those guns, those shootings would still happen if you made guns completely illegal in the entire country. Guns are illegal.
They happen a lot fucking less.
How?
because there would be
those crimes are committed by people who sell drugs, right? How'd they get the drugs?
I'm gonna guess they made the drugs.
It's not meth.
What drugs?
I don't see any cocoa plants growing in the fucking cold ass fucking. It's not fucking tree grows in Brooklyn, but with cocaine in fucking Chicago.
You're facing everybody right now, dog.
No, think about it. Did you ever see that Vice documentary where the fucking
guys... So you don't think anything should be changed about the fucking gun laws?
I think you want to see the gun deaths go down?
Yes.
Legalize cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Legalize heroin.
I mean, I'm all for...
That doesn't make sense to you? That doesn't make sense to you?
Calm down.
No, I'm not going to calm down.
I'm all for legalizing fucking drugs. Go for it. If it fucking helps to stop people killing each other, great.
Well,
but we legalize weed in here, right, in the States, right? And then fucking Mexico... Wait, no, this point makes no sense, so I'm going to stop talking. I was about to fucking talk crazy. I don't know. I just hope Bands is okay, and I hope the East Side doesn't turn like the South Side. I swear to God, if that boy is hurt, I will never live it down, and I'll feel kind of responsible, won't you?
No. He's been living that life.
All I want is that lean, right? Lean and benzos. No, I shouldn't fucking have those.
You probably shouldn't mix them, especially on your cleanse.
Yeah, my cleanse is definitely no benzos and no lean. Definitely not.
Unless you somehow get them prescribed to you.
I mean, yeah, if I get sick or I have anxiety and then a doctor just happens to prescribe
something me. Something tells me you start giving up booze. You might have a little, I don't know, are the shakes considered anxiety?
I don't know. I'll probably be irritable. How about that? I'll be annoyed a lot. I'll be sitting in my apartment by myself a lot. Just no one call me or talk to me. Just try to fucking hang out here. I'll get a lot of reading done, you know? I think.
Manifestos and such?
Yeah. I'll read the Unabomber's.
I have a copy of that.
Yeah, I'll hand it over. Hand it over. Dance the Super Bowl.
I got
it
at National Wholesale Liquidators.
What?
Yeah.
They sell books at National Wholesale Liquidators?
Sell everything. Whatever's getting liquidated.
Oh, yeah. Good point. See, the National Wholesale Liquidators in my neighborhood used to be a Pergament. So I fucking associate National Wholesale Liquidators with a fucking hardware store.
See, I didn't know what a Pergament was. I thought that was a fucking place where you got glasses.
Nah, dog. It was a hardware store. It was like a Home Depot, kind of, but with like other shit.
But smaller and shittier.
Yeah. But then Home Depot came in and wrecked their shit. Peace out, Pergament. You look like shit right now. Like, Pergament was like the all right, I'm going to make a fucking analogy. Pergament was the Home Depot as Circuit City was the Best Buy. Get it?
No, because Circuit City and Best Buy were the same fucking thing.
Well, no, Pergament was basically a hardware store, and Circuit City was an electronics store, but they're the shittier versions of the Best Buy.
Like Ace Hardware or something like that?
I guess, sure. I guess
you know what's
Lowe's
funny
also.
To me? There's still, like, local hardware stores by my house.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I go in there every once in a while to get something. I have no idea how the fuck they make money.
Yeah, I don't know how my fucking... There's a local hardware store near me that's been open since I was a child,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, it's still open, and whenever I go in there, no one else is in there.
You spend, like, $10.
Yeah, I get keys made there. I bought some duct tape once. I don't know how the fuck does a local hardware store stay open?
Yeah, I went into a hardware store once, and like my total was like 40 cents because I needed a couple of screws and like
nice.
Bolts. And
you should have just bought some other stuff just to, you know.
But that's the thing is like I was like I'm just in the neighborhood. I was like, oh, I know I need these. And the guy was like, just take it. Like he was just like dejected. How the fuck do those guys make money?
I have no idea. I guess contractors go there when they need something. If they're in the neighborhood, they want to go to Home Depot.
Maybe it's just easier because you can call it in if you're a contractor rather than spending fucking 6 hours in a fucking Home Depot because that's how long it takes to buy a roll of duct tape. It takes 6 hours in a fucking Home Depot.
It does take a long time.
Yeah.
I'm always just there trying to buy paint and hatchets and whatnot. That's me.
That's you?
That's me. That's what I try to do. Jesus Christ.
You get that shit online. I don't even know why people are going to Home Depot. Unless you need lumber, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, you get a hammer or screwdriver.
Dude,
or whatever.
That's the next move. We just got to start selling lumber online.
What?
Yeah, nobody's doing it. That's the only reason why Home Depot, we'll take all that Home Depot
business. Sure there's a fucking lumber wholesaler on the internet. I mean, well, how could there not be? Everything else is sold online. And if there isn't, it's on. See, woodworkers, woodworkersource.com, your friendly lumber supplier. And we're not even friendly. Look, these guys have a leg up on us.
Look how shitty this website is, though. We'll just class it up a little bit.
No, there's pictures of wood.
We'll put some GIFs in there. There's no GIFs.
That's a good point. I know a lot of contractors love GIFs.
Yeah, because, you could see like a, all right, like let's say we're selling wood, right?
Yeah.
It's like a pile of wood.
Okay.
And then it's like a slightly built thing. And then it's like a birdhouse in the last frame of the GIF.
Ah, so it's like bouncing from thing
I'm
to thing.
I'm telling you, nobody's doing this the way we can. We could lock down the fucking lumber, the online lumber industry.
No idea. We're fucking lumber wholesalers. Exactly. This is going to be great.
Everybody needs lumber.
God, yeah. Well, what else you could build shit with? What? Fucking plastic?
Cement? Yeah.
Pff,
carbon fiber?
Ugh.
Exactly.
Awful. God, people are stupid. Why? Well, this is guaranteed money. I mean, we're just never going to stop making money with this fucking wholesale shit.
Yeah.
God, smart.
And then we just be like, yo, we got that wood money, dog.
I'm fucking making so much money off this wood. It's unbelievable. I'm going down to the Amazon. I'm going to cut down a few trees. It's going to be great. Hopefully kill a few species. It'll be awesome. They'll start a fire just to make sure no one else can have any of this wood.
You can burn whatever you want once you have the fucking wood industry
going.
Oh,
shit, you're right. Oh, my God.
Never need to chop firewood again. I know that's like one of your most hated chores.
God, I hate. Look, when I was a kid and we would have to, my mom would send me out to chop firewood in Astoria. I'm like, Mom, this sucks. I hate chopping firewood. And there's like fucking two trees on this entire block. I think someone else is getting to it too before me.
So your entire childhood, you couldn't even fell two trees?
No,
you sound more and more like a failure every day.
No, dude, I'm telling, this is like later on. Like, I cut down a few trees, don't worry. And then, you know, I'm trying to cut down this tree. I'm like, this sucks. I just wish there was a magical thing in the air that I could just type a word into and then go to this magical place and then they send wood to our apartment. This was before the internet. This was like in 1988.
If we get an app.
What? I wasn't even thinking of an app. We have an app team that hasn't really done much. But
what are we paying them for?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, guy. I just want our app team to just make this fucking wholesale lumber wood thing fucking happen for us. I'm sick of Home Depot stealing all our gains.
That's true.
Our monetary gains, not our physical gains. Because, look, we fucking work out every goddamn day.
I mean, I do.
That's right. As a show.
You're going to let me outline you a workout program during your detox?
Yeah, sure. You can outline a fucking...
You know I'm going to scream at you if you don't do it, right?
I just don't scream at me. Just, like, be
No,
sad.
It's not going to work. I think you need to be yelled at.
I don't like being yelled at. Makes me agitated. Makes me crazy.
Good. Hell yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you all pumped up. You lift this fucking heavy, heavy wood because I'm not using iron anymore. I'm only lifting wood. Now.
Really? You're done with iron?
Yeah, I'm only lifting wood. Got to support the cause.
No, that's a good point. And you should just go to CrossFit fucking places and be like, look, those kettlebells are stupid.
Look, we're endorsed by Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Here's a cord of wood. Here's a bundle of faggots. Wait, no, this isn't Britain. Never mind.
I don't think that's a British saying.
Well, that's like a bunch of sticks or, you know.
I thought they called fag cigarettes there.
That too.
Is that because it burns the same way?
I don't know, dude. What do I know about? I'm not an Anglophile.
You keep veering homophobic and then trying to sloppily clean it up. Something tells me you hate the gays.
I do nothing sloppily, and I love gay people. Probably too much.
That sounds a little homophobic right there. I don't even know. With Johnny not here, you know, I'm starting to realize your foibles.
Thank God that Johnny isn't here, because if he was, he'd be so embarrassed and feel so shitty about himself with this text I got from my barber, Kelvin. He would probably walk out of the fucking room. But enough about Johnny. Really, all I care about is the sexiest man on the planet, Jaden Smith.
Just his dress wearing? I mean, what do you want to talk about?
I mean, he is really attractive.
We're bringing it back. I mean, I think you're starting to show a new side of yourself.
Oh, this is the side that's always been there, Chris.
Wow. It's kind of weird, though. I mean, they're going to this, like, they're really just going to androgynous now. Like, he can just wear girl clothes. Like, nobody's, like, everybody just kind of has to be okay with it, right?
Yeah, you can't bash it. You can't not be
see,
okay
but if
with it.
He was a fat man.
Yeah. Like, say if I was the new face of Louis Vuitton.
Well, yeah, if you were the new face of Louis
Chris,
Vuitton.
Chris, let's just be honest. I'm overweight.
People could bash it. No. No, you're just a little husky.
All right, okay, I'll take that. Thanks, buddy.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like people could bash you. But because he looks kind of like a girl, and people are like, I don't really know what to make of this. Or is it just because you'd be an old, creepy man, and he's young?
I don't think I would say I'm that old. I mean, she's 32. I'm not fucking over the hill yet, bro. But,
I mean, like, no, here's, all right, like, is this just a natural progression thing? Because, like, all right, like, I know my dad and my grandfather, my dad would have been, like, 85 if he's old. Like, if he's alive now. But like, so like these older generations, they thought just wearing deodorant was feminine, and it's kind of gay to wear deodorant.
What?
I swear to God.
Your father didn't wear deodorant?
No. Neither did my grandfather on my mother's side, and they were about the same age.
Crazy.
World War II grizzled motherfuckers.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, so it's like, so now we're just like the old men being like, all right, that's gay.
I never said it was gay.
No, but I'm just saying, it's like we don't get to be disunderstanding old men, right? Like we don't get to do that, right?
No, well, and you know, being a disunderstanding old man's crazy, and it's kind of shit. Like, fuck it, your father should have worn deodorant.
He never really smelled bad.
All right, okay. I didn't know. I never smelled the man.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's the point.
It was totally working out.
But, all right, so that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I just don't understand. Like, here's the thing. Now he's got a job, right? And they can't fire him if he doesn't sell product, right?
Like, I'm sure he has a contract or whatever.
No, you know what? You understand what I'm saying is like, they can't let him go. Like, all right, my buddy works at a lingerie company. They dump models if, like, the bras they put on them aren't selling.
Really?
Yeah, they blame the models, not the product, because they could put the same bra on another chick and the fucking thing will sell. So now, if this kid doesn't sell product, they can't fire him because then they look like fucking homophobes or whatever, transphobes. But he's not even trans.
He's just a dude. He's just a dude with a sister who whips her hair back and forth.
I think he's trying to get a gig in that new remake of Wong Fu.
Is there a remake happening?
There's a remake of fucking everything. They're remaking Tales from the Crypt.
Really?
With M. Night Shyamalan.
As the Crypt Keeper.
That's the twist.
No, he's fucking...
He was dead the whole time. The Crypt Keeper. Who would have thought?
M. Night... So is he writing it? Is he directing it or whatever?
I think he's directing it or producing it or some shit.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just want to do a sequel to Unbreakable. I thought that movie was great. Well, if not great,
I don't think he doesn't do fucking sequels, right? That's his thing.
I think he just can't get it made, to be totally honest. And Sam Jackson and Bruce Willis ain't gonna do that.
Bruce Willis might not. When the fuck is Samuel L. Jackson ever fucking turned down?
That's a good point.
A fucking role. Name a role that he's turned down. He's probably pissed off because he wanted that part in the Wong Fu remake that Jaden Smith's gunning for.
I remember the first thing I saw Samuel Jackson as a little kid. It was that movie Loaded Weapon or Loaded Gun. And it was like
Loaded Weapon was the Lethal Weapon spoof that came out right after Hot Shots.
Yeah, that was the first movie I remember seeing Sam Jackson in. I was like, that guy's funny. He's like Danny Glover because his skin's the same color. I mean, that was my childlike. You know,
I'm just saying, your problems really are way more glaring without fucking crazy old Johnny in here.
You know what? Johnny is the craziest person I've ever met. And once he gets exposed next week, it's going to be awesome. And I'm never going to stop laughing. Now, Chris, are you aware of the text that I got?
No, not at all.
Oh, my God, you're going to love this.
Okay.
You and I will never stop laughing. And Johnny will never stop looking like a goddamn moron.
I mean, he did say that. Fucking the wheelchair scientist never did anything, and he's just taking
the wheelchair scientist. You mean Stephen Hawking?
He's just taking shine off the brother scientist. I was just quoting.
All right, okay, yeah. And then he also said he was pro war, which is just a terrible thing to say.
Nah, I can definitely see him being pro war. What about World War II?
That was the last good one. That was the last good fight.
Has there not been any other good wars around the world? Like, maybe not a good war we were involved in because of blowback and such.
I think we've been involved in all of them.
There hasn't been, like, a small war that we had nothing to do with that, like, went all right?
Did we help out the Bosnian conflict?
Yeah, definitely. Under Clinton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lit some shit up.
Yeah, I remember seeing the bombs go off. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, damn,
son. Hope I don't get drafted in 5 years.
It's definitely going to happen. Definitely getting drafted.
Nah, I'm too old now, thank God.
Oh, yeah, we're way past it. That's a young man's game.
I think you're not even allowed to enlist after. I mean, we only got a few more years left to enlist if we want to get these free burial plots.
How old can you be to enlist?
35.
Damn. But draft, I'm good, though.
I think so. They always go youngest first. Like, we'd be like, if they were drafting us, we'd be fucked. The only jobs left would be fucking Army anyway. Like, that's going to be the only place you can get food. You're going to want to get drafted.
Guess we'll go kill those Chinese now.
It'll be aliens at that point. If they're drafting the likes of you and me, we will be fighting. It will be Independence Day 2.
All right. If there's an alien conflict, You wouldn't want to fight for humanity? You'd want to
balance? Sure, but I would like the option of enlisting. And if I was old and hobbled like that dude with the crop duster on Independence Day, yeah. I feel like I should be able to sit it out.
I don't know. I think I'd have to fight for humanity. I'd have to fight those goddamn aliens. I'd have to, you know, do my best at least, you know?
See, that's just propaganda. That's how they're going to get you to fight the Chinese.
But the Chinese, I know the Chinese. They're great. You know, they fucking make
Really? They never fucked up your order? They never shrunk one of your shirts?
They've actually, a Chinese guy lost a shirt of mine. I'm actually pretty pissed about that.
There you go. I guess we've always been at war with Eurasia.
They're the worst. They're just the shittiest.
Fucking Hillary Clinton she said in a press conference, because her campaign's going so fucking well.
Yeah.
She said in some fucking interview that she's like, I don't know if we've never been visited by aliens.
I like that.
I feel like she just figured the crazy was being flung on the other side. So let's just fling some over here.
Well, what's so crazy about that statement? It's a true statement. None of us know if we've been visited by aliens or not. I mean, they definitely exist. There definitely has to be some other sort of fucking advanced life form.
Sure. But somebody had brought that up because Clinton said that when he was running the first time.
Oh, yeah?
That he thought, yeah, there could be aliens somewhere. I don't fucking know.
There could be
I don't know. I think we're pretty sure they ain't been here. Unless mushrooms are aliens. People think that.
What? Explain this to me.
Some people think you know what panspermia is, right?
No, what's panspermia?
Panspermia is the thought that reason
what's
why...
What's going on in my pants right now, bro?
You have a pan and you're jizzing into it?
Oh, they said panspermia.
Oh.
Panspermia?
Panspermia is the theory that planets are seeded with life because the building blocks of life, whatever causes primordial ooze, is on asteroids. They crash into a planet. It's like fertilizing an egg, right? Panspermia.
Mm-hmm.
So, people think that about, certain, mushrooms or, tardigrades could be from space.
The fuck is a tardigrade?
Water bears. You know what the fuck a tardigrade is.
Those tiny little things.
They're fucking gangster as fuck, or whatever.
They can't die, or they survive in space, and then,
lava.
Yeah,
people think, there's theories that they come from space, or, shit like that.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson taught me about that in Cosmos.
The brother scientist,
yes, according to Bronx Johnny. What a weirdo. Yeah, it's High Society Radio, and so yeah, we're Johnny-less tonight, and it's at HS Radio Show on Twitter. It's High Society Radio Instagram.com/ High Society Radio and High Society Patreon.com/ High Society Radio. I read this that Nick Cage had to give back a dinosaur skull to Mongolia.
Well, no, he voluntarily gave it back.
Yeah,
bought it illegally, which is crazy to me that he just had a T-Rex skull and some particular T-Rex skull. That fucking is only of was only from that region. He bought it somehow. How does Nick Cage end up at an auction where he's buying illegal T-Rex skulls?
I'm sure he had someone buy it for him. I'm sure he's like, hey, it was
I think
assistance.
Maybe National Treasure was a true story.
You think? God, it'd be great if he was some weird agent type.
Yeah, it's a Mongolian. Yeah, T-Rex
Mongolian.
Skull. Mongolian T-Rex skull.
Let's do a Mongolians.
At least they're not knocking down a wall.
Yeah, it's too shitty wall. Two Mongolians. Nick Cage is awesome. This is such a great story. It's so weird.
I'd be pretty pissed if I had to give up my fucking T-Rex skull, though.
I mean, I'm sure he wasn't enjoying it all that much. I'm sure he was. I'm sure he looked.
What do you mean? How can you not enjoy it? Every time I walk past my fucking T-Rex skull, my fucking dick would get hard.
Damn, son, it's like goddamn Viagra.
Yeah, I never stopped liking dinosaurs as a child. I'm pretty much autistic.
That's fine. It's okay. There's no
he should at least take some pictures of him rocking it on a chain before he gives it back.
Oh, God, yes. I wonder how heavy. I'm sure it's heavy as fuck, right? Or heavy AF.
Yeah. I mean, it's so heavy they had to build a smaller one at the Natural History Museum, right? And put
really?
The actual head. Yeah, that's why the T-Rex head is next to the T-Rex thing, because it's so heavy that the spine can't support it.
I don't remember. I don't know that. I haven't been to the National
Museum. That's autism, dog.
I don't know. Oh, we're all autistic.
Oh, that's what, that's actually what I wanted to talk. We
about our autism?
Well, about autism in general, kind of.
Okay.
I texted you the other day with my theory about bronies.
Ah, yes.
Now, my theory about bronies is that they exist there because all of the fucking weirdos got pushed out of comic book stores and Comic-Con by vaguely pretty Asian girls.
Uh-huh.
So now, they're like
vague about it, bro.
We just need to be fucking huge weirdos about something. So now we need to take something back from them.
We're taking
they're taking back my Little Pony from the next generation of girls. They're like, no, we have this now. We're ruining this for young girls because they have ruined comic books for us.
I think it was just, I think it started as something, some ironic thing that became real. Because bronies are real, right? There's like real dudes who really love My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Yeah, but did anybody really love Star Trek to the level that these guys did back in the day? You know what I mean?
I think so. I thought people
exactly. They just need something to be obsessive about, but they need to be insular. You know what I mean? They need to be fucking creepy.
Yeah, but Star Trek was good. Bronies aren't. It's just some stupid cartoon.
Man, people said that about Star Trek and comic books until fucking the late 90s.
Yeah, but comic books are comic books is just culture now. There's just so many comic books.
Exactly.
Movies.
So these people who are shunned from culture needed something to fucking latch onto.
Do you watch all the
Marvel
Avengers
stuff?
Movie, the Marvel movies? Do you watch all of them?
Usually
you still buy comic books, right?
Yeah, but I don't read a lot of superhero. I don't read a lot of Marvel comics anymore. But I'll still, yeah, I'll watch them once they're on, like once they're free on the internet in Blu-ray quality.
Yeah,
I'll throw that on instead of like I don't want. I'm like over keeping up with shows. I don't really care. I can watch a movie every couple of months.
Yeah, you gotta keep up, dog. You gotta get Game of Thrones. You got Better
I'll
Call
Saul. I'll watch
Game of
Thrones. I usually have like one. I didn't see first season of Better Call Saul.
It's only 8 episodes. You can bang through that real quick. You gotta watch Making a Murder on Netflix.
People keep telling me that it's really good.
It's just mad sad.
I'd rather just murder people.
The Jinx is better. But
Jinx is better?
Yeah, it's sexier. But the
Jinx was good. I like that.
Jinx was great. Making a Murderer was just fucking sad. It's really, really depressing.
Felt
very bad at the end of it.
Was he a brony?
No, he wasn't a brony. He was just a bro. He was just a major bro. Just trying to get by in fucking Wisconsin. And then some terrible shit happened to this dumb bastard.
All right. You're just advertising this shit. Like, I had nothing to add to that.
I'm just going to talk about this for a while.
Look at this. We got the news on.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to think people are just going to these Trump rallies because they think it's going to be like one of those Charlie Sheen shows. This motherfucker gave out 20,000 tickets to a 1,400-seat venue.
He's smart. And everyone started talking about it.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Earlier in the day, I was just watching the news, and every MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN were all talking about Trump.
Now,
tickets.
It's not the first time we've been, you know, I've been in fucking rooms where every fucking TV has a different news station. They're all talking about Trump, and this is when he was still a joke. Now people are starting to get worried. It's fucking, I'm starting to get worried. I got a lot of bets on this. I got a lot of bets that he wasn't winning any primaries.
He's going to win at least one primary.
He's not winning Iowa.
He's not? Who's winning Iowa?
I say Ted Cruz wins Iowa.
Ted Cruz, he's boring and shitty. He doesn't even have a reality show.
Iowa.
Yeah, but Iowa wants that sexy Trump fucking swag.
I don't know, man. What's the divorce rate in Iowa?
No idea. What's that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, he's a philanderer. I don't know if they want to elect a philanderer.
Is Trump a philanderer?
I mean, he's on his third wife. I would imagine he's a philanderer.
He just likes that strange.
He's friends with Vince McMahon.
Who wouldn't be friends with Vince McMahon?
Anybody who wanted to be elected president before Donald Trump?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because his wife couldn't even get to be a goddamn governor. Was it governor
senator,
or senator?
Senator. It's harder to be a governor than it is to be a senator.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
But senator, you go to fucking Washington. You got to vote and shit. Like, being a senator,
more people become president after being governor than anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a fun fact I did not know.
Yeah. Because you're actually running a government. It's the same job, but smaller. You have to deal with a fucking state representative, which is just Congress. That's just common sense.
Dude, I had no fucking clue. And now I look like a bitch in front of everyone.
Well, you're saving. Don't worry. You can push all that onto Johnny next week when you reveal the secret that you're keeping from me.
Yeah, dude, you're going to love the secret. It's going to be dope as hell. It's going to be fly.
Nice.
I'm going to have swag walking into the show next week. You know? Normally don't. I'm going to be honest with you. Next week?
Oh, you're wearing that fancy button-down shirt.
All I do is wear fancy button-down shirts.
What happened? When did you start wearing button-down shirts all the time?
When my fucking arm got all fucked up and I couldn't put my arm up to put t-shirts on.
That's what finally got you to start dressing like an adult?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. It took
surgery.
It was all those Percocets. You were like, I think this looks good on.
Oh, God, yeah.
It got you out of your rut of smelly old fucking dare shirts from the Salvation Army.
That shirt wasn't smelly. It was old, though. Oh, God.
Couldn't wash the shame out of it. How many times you jizz into that dare shirt?
Once or twice. Well, it was a college shirt, so God knows what happened on that fucking thing. College was a weird time for me. Actually, the last 32 years haven't been very normal.
I mean, once something happens over and over again, you need to start accepting it as normal.
Shit, man. You just blew my fucking mind.
So how those Powerball tickets treat you?
We're going to find out on Saturday when I fucking ball out forever. Forever being maybe a month and a half after I win. I'm just dead in some fucking hotel room.
Put me
myself.
As a beneficiary, right?
Everyone's going to be a beneficiary.
Oh, God damn it. I don't want to share with all these people.
Hit us up if you want to be a beneficiary at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Once it hits, it's going to be so great.
Hookers and cocaine?
I'm just going to show up crazy to the fucking press conference.
Now, would you give up your rent-controlled apartment?
Nope. I will definitely keep that fucking apartment out of
just
crazy spite.
Just put a bunch of cats in there?
Oh, mad cats. I'm going to fucking become a cat hoarder.
But just in there, and then you have like a penthouse across the street or some shit.
Oh, yeah. A story of penthouse, yeah. I'm going to be suffering from affluenza, bro. You call me this Chris Affluenza Stanley. Like, I can fucking do whatever I want because I don't know any better because I'm so rich.
I'm surprised we're not seeing any more affluenza cases. Usually, like, when
At the fucking press conference.
Like, rich people are hypochondriacs.
When I get that giant fucking check, I'm going to be like, this one's for affluenza, fucking bro.
Just go in there with, like one of those ice bags on your head and, like, a thermometer and be like, I think I got that affluenza. And
looks
just,
like I got gummed down with a bad case of affluenza,
just
bros.
Piss on a reporter from the stage like, man,
I don't know any better. I'm so rich.
You're getting that fever from that hot piss.
Woo!
Affluenza.
You like that affluenza piss? It's delicious. You can't arrest me. What are you doing? I haven't even cashed this check yet.
You know who I am.
You know who I am. All right. I'm Chris Beverick Stanley.
Guy Fieri.